Welcome back to the playground, right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA The Ticket. It's a fun show we do each and every Sunday, talking, breaking down football. Soon we'll be switching over to basketball and all those other sports that go on as well. Hockey, Miz, you were here last night?
Yep, I was here the last two nights for Michigan and Ohio State.
Is that heartbreaking? You here?
It
I know
is.
You worked a long day and then you know, listen to them.
It is. I mean, because the thing is that, I mean, obviously with Coach Mel coming in for Inside the Huddle, it's always it's great to kind of talk with him and kind of feel out what exactly is going on in the locker room and whatnot. But I mean, obviously with what happened yesterday on the gridiron, and then turning around and seeing that you know the Buckeyes sweep you in your house, you know, Friday and Saturday nights on the ice, that is really heartbreaking, especially the way that the game ended. Obviously with Ohio State tallying out another goal to win 5-1 last night. But, you know, you just move on. You shake it off. You go to the next game where they go to Plymouth to take on Team USA, the under-18 team.
Yeah, not always so victory there. That's not always as easy.
Never is.
Never is. And a lot of those guys end up playing at Michigan as well. All right, let's take our next caller. Then we're going to break down the college football playoff, champ week, and much more. But let's first go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, talk to us.
Hey, guys. First of all, I love your show. Every Sunday, I drive back from home games, season ticket holder. Enjoy the comments. My comment first was that this is really the youngest team. I followed Michigan since 64 when I was 8 years old. We have 19 out of 24, if you count the place kicker and punter, starters returning. I mean, that in itself is just such a young team, and most are freshmen or sophomores. We lose Winovich, Hurst, and McCray. You know, not easy. Those guys are great, but you got Monet, Solomon, and Gary up front, and you got a replacement for McCray. Might be 59. I think forgot his.
Herbert. No, is it for? Yeah. Yep.
Reverse. I mean, and the defensive secondary, who I thought was going to be a weak point this year, impressed me with their speed, their knowledge of coverages. I think you might even have some NFL guys down there down the road. You have offense. We lose Mason Cole. We lose our center. The quarterback, obviously, is his concern, but we have possibly Spade, or I think you might transfer, McCafferty and Peters, two very young guys, and who knows of recruits. You got all these running backs. You got us. Wonderful wide receivers, Tariq Black coming back. I really give credit to Jim. I mean, a lot of people are critical. I thought he has groomed this young team. I think you can use the 3 weeks of bowl practice. To me, if I was coaching as a preamble for spring practice, I think you send those seniors out with a great effort and try to win this bowl game. As far as O'Korn, the options were simple. Spate and Peters are not medically cleared. Those young men have a life to live. You know, it's not, you know, you don't play them. It's Malzone or O'Korn, or you go to a tailback who used to play quarterback in high school, like Tom Matty did for the Baltimore Colts and pro. So you go with O'Korn. He's got game experience. He knows the offensive sets. He knows the audibles. And if Malzone was better, I think he would have played. Would I have put him in? Probably not, unless I, you know, started him as a confusion factor for Ohio State. And I just wanted to say I love the team. 19 out of 24 guys back. I mean, I've checked this, and I think my stats are right. We got a lot of bright future ahead.
All right, Mark, thanks for the call. I think you're the caller of the day.
Yeah.
You win nothing, but you were right on everything you said. And you got the positive outlook that I think everyone should. I know Marcus Ray, I told everyone so. Tomorrow, and even though he did give a prediction for if they win or lose. But, yeah, we'll hear Marcus tomorrow. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, right. All right, so thank you very much, though, for the call. Mark, thanks for calling in to the playground. So, obviously, there was other games that were played yesterday.
Yep.
Ohio State, Wisconsin, obviously, we know they're going to be playing next week in the Big Ten Championship game. That will be played on December 2nd at 8 p.m. That'll be the last game of the night. Well, ACC is playing at the same time, but obviously that's going to change a little bit with Miami losing. So Ohio State, Wisconsin, the Big Ten championship. Did you guys see it this way before the season started?
I think generally, yeah. I mean, I thought either Ohio State or Penn State from our division, and then I think everyone saw Wisconsin for the other.
Yeah,
I think the only person that didn't think Wisconsin from the West was you, JT. I think you had like Minnesota as your dark horse, and obviously
that was my surprise team. Yeah,
and obviously, you know, Minnesota just the boat just would not launch from the pier. It seemed like, but I think I thought Penn State was going to be the rep out of the East. Ohio State would have finished second, Michigan in third. Obviously, I was completely wrong, but I mean, you know, there's going to be a great, interesting game with obviously, you know, college football playoff implications on the line for both teams. We'll just see how it really works out, though. I mean, it's going to be a great game regardless of you know who wins. Hopefully it's not a blowout like we've seen in past games, you know, in Big Ten championship games or just in championship games in general.
All right, perfect segue into my next. So obviously, Bama loses yesterday to Auburn, 26-14. Auburn was sixth at the time. Alabama won. Miami, they lost to Pitt. That's not good. They fall to 10-1 now. Mm-hmm. Pitt is 5-7 on the year. They lose to them 24-14. But no matter what, Miami was already going to the ACC championship to take on Clemson. As they were the number three in the college football playoff, they beat South Carolina 34-10. So Miami, Florida, Clemson, and the ACC championship. We'll keep moving on, but does Clemson take the number one ranking in the new college football playoff when it comes out Tuesday, you guys?
Yes.
Yeah, Miz is giving a yes.
I sort of think Oklahoma does, just looking at their – but then again, I don't know. I think the committee will probably put Clemson as number one. I would put Oklahoma as number one.
All right. Fourth was Oklahoma. They beat West Virginia 59-31. West Virginia falls to 7-5. And we did see him not start. Baker Mayfield did not start. They carried his jersey out there like he was missing from the team. He was only missed, the first drive, and that's it?
Like two plays.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Like yeah, no, they brought it out before the pregame, and yes.
You made it seem like the way you say that made it sound like oh, we lost Baker Mayfield. Like, yeah. He passed or something.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
They carried the jersey out during the pregame. There's two guys carrying it as they ran on the field.
The guy, Baker Mayfield, it was like in wrestling terms, he's like the most favorited heel is what it is. And he apologizes for his heel tactics. I'm like, dude, just take your swagger and just roll with it, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I thought, you know, if he would have done that, what he did to Kansas, I thought was totally par. I thought it was right because they wouldn't shake his hand before it. So obviously you're feeding the fire by doing that, and you're one in a 10 or 11, whatever you are, Kansas, stupid move. But obviously, yeah, he missed a few plays. He was sorry about it. I don't think he should have been. But Oklahoma will play TCU. TCU's 12th ranked right now, 10-2. They beat Baylor. Baylor now 1-11. Art Briles should be fired after this if he wasn't already again. So Oklahoma, TCU, what are your guys' thoughts on that game? And the Big 12 championship will be played at 12:30 on December 2nd.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. I think Oklahoma will probably win.
TCU has a good defense, though.
Yes, they do. I mean, Oklahoma beat TCU earlier this year. But I totally agree with Tonio. I think this is going to be a great college basketball game being played down in Jerry World. I think that it's probably going to be close. But I think it's going to look like a college basketball game as far as the end result. TCU has no shot of getting into the college football playoffs, so it's basically their job to spoil the party, to spoil Oklahoma's celebration to get into the college football playoff. I don't think that happens. I think Baker Mayfield and the Sooners kind of pull that one off.
Tell everyone, you know, what's up?
Yeah, tell everyone.
Chop.
Yep, just give them a little, hey, how's your mother? I got a little something for her on the sideline.
And like Big 12, they're probably like, hey, TCU, I know – we're going to get you the best bowl game possible, but please don't ruin this for us.
Right.
They want a shot at at winning the national championship, and if TCU beats Oklahoma, more likely that will not happen as they will be left out. So, Tonio said Oklahoma is going to be number one. So do you put Clemson two then, Tonio?
I do, but I think the committee will probably go Clemson number one, Oklahoma number two, Wisconsin number three, and then maybe Bama number four or Auburn number four.
All right, Miz, where do you see Do you see you had Clemson number one, right?
Yeah, I got Clemson number one.
Who's number two?
I'm going to put Auburn at number two.
Ooh, Auburn going from six to two.
Yeah. When you knock off two number ones in the season,
yeah,
I think you get that right to jump up to number two. Now, the reason why I don't put them at number one is the fact that they did lose to Clemson earlier in the year. I think that's the reason why Clemson gets that edge there. So I've got Clemson one, Auburn two, Oklahoma at number three, and I'm going to go ahead and I hate to say it, Wisconsin is probably going to be on the outside. I think Alabama stays inside the top four. They go to number four, Wisconsin five, and number six, we'll just say Georgia.
All right, so I'm gonna blow up a little bit on
blow it up.
Well, the reason why is obviously Bama has nothing else they can do. They can't play another game to help. Georgia can help to move back in, so I think that Bama might be left at five, and the only reason they get back into the top four is because there is a blowout. Clemson's Miami, you know, Miami just totally gets blown out of the water by Clemson. You know, Oklahoma, obviously we know it's going to be a high-scoring game, but they blow out their team. And then Auburn, Georgia really almost can, you know, with Auburn being six, Georgia being seven, we know that's going to change. Georgia did beat Georgia Tech 38-7. They're going to be playing each other in the SEC championship game. That will be at 4 p.m., so obviously I don't know. I don't know where to put Bama. I think they're maybe on the outside and hoping that Georgia, who will be farther out than them, gets you know, somehow beats Auburn, because yeah, Auburn, I think you're right, Miz. They move up in the top four, but I think maybe they're at the three because Miami's gonna be pushed out. So I guess yeah, if I'm gonna say my four, Clemson, Oklahoma, Auburn, Wisconsin, with Bama and Georgia kinda on the outside, but it's going to be very hard for Alabama, and we already saw Saban, you know, saying how he believes they should already be in.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is that you know, it seems like everyone loves them some Nicky Saban. They love them some Crimson Tide. That's the only reason why I kept them to the top four. I wouldn't be surprised that you do switch up the number four and number five that I've got as far as Alabama being five and Wisconsin at four. I do think Wisconsin has earned the right to get into the top four, but then again, I'm not on the committee, and if I was,
then what are you doing here on a Sunday show?
Exactly.
And, yeah, I think that maybe the big thing is Alabama's got to hope that Ohio State, even though people say they have a chance, I think it's going to be tough for them to actually get in that top four. They'll move up a little bit. I don't know how much Miami, Florida is going to move down. They will because of it's better to lose early in the season, like Oklahoma did, than to lose this late because it's really, you know, it's very few polls are left to move back up into those spots. Notre Dame loses last night 38-20 to Stanford. Stanford ranked 21 coming into the game. They'll move up. Obviously, we've talked Ohio State, Wisconsin. They'll be playing next week. Penn State's going to have to wait, see what happens. They route Maryland 66-3. USC, that's who they'll be playing in the Pac-12 championship game. They'll be playing Stanford. That game will be played next week at,
I believe it's in Denver. Or, no, wait, it's in Palo Alto. It might actually be in Palo Alto.
It will be played on Friday, December 1st at 8 p.m., Stanford-USC for the Pac-12 championship. USC finally gets a week off before. Or, no, they don't. They've not had a week off. Or did they have last night off?
I think they had last night off.
Because they played all the straight. Then they beat UCLA last week. So, yeah. They had last night off. That was their first you can call bye of the year. We talked TCU. Washington State loses to Washington for the Apple Cup, 41-14. Mike Leach eating banana. If you don't know that, I'm talking about, look it up. It's on Twitter. That was interesting.
That was interesting. And funny.
Mississippi State loses to Ole Miss. Was played, what, Friday?
No, Thanksgiving night.
Thanksgiving. I wonder if they had a turkey leg.
Well, the one guy needed a new ankle.
Boom, that's what I was going for. 31-28 in that game. UCF comes back against South Florida. That wasn't played yesterday as well, but they had to come back and beat Charlie Strong, 49-42. They'll play in the AAC championship game against Memphis. That game will be played on Saturday, December 2nd at... my sheet doesn't say it. All right, well, they'll be playing in the AAC championship. Actually, it is December 2nd at noon, so big championship week for them as well. UCF, man, what can they do to help their ranking? Because obviously they'll be one of those, you know, the top bowl games. They'll maybe get the Cotton Bowl or, you know, like what Western did last year. But obviously, they're one of the only two unbeatens left, them in Wisconsin. And, you know, obviously, we know Frost is going to end up going somewhere, even though he's not saying that yet. He's spending time with his family, as he says, as his agent does all the work for him. But, yeah, UCF, where do they move, you guys? They're at 15. Do they move in the top 10?
No, I don't think so.
Even with yet Notre Dame losing?
No, I don't think so. I think they jump into the top 12. I think they stay at 12. They move up to maybe 12 or 13 probably at best, but I don't see them getting into the top 10.
All right. Michigan State beat Rutgers 40-7. That was played yesterday. If you watched it, congrats. Washington, like I said, beat Washington State in the Apple Cup. LSU beats Texas A&M 45-21. The SEC, they're waiting until they find out where everyone else goes in the polls. A&M, someone, is he done at Texas A&M?
Reports are coming out that he will be fired.
He will be fired. All right.
This year's coaching carousel is going to be just crazy. There's just too many teams looking for good coaches. There's not this many candidates. Like, who do these teams think they're going to get?
Exactly. You want to have that Frost.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, well, yeah, because obviously we all know from some of those tweeters that he's going to be let go himself. Not going to happen. Oklahoma State beat Kansas 58-17. I believe they shook hands with everyone on Oklahoma State before the game to make sure it wasn't a beating. Memphis beats East Carolina 70-13. Like I said, AAC championship game. This coming up Saturday against UCF. Stanford beat Notre Dame. Northwestern beat Illinois 42-7. Illinois, no Big Ten wins this year. Boise State loses to Fresno 28-17. That wasn't played yesterday. Clemson beat South Carolina 34-10, and then Virginia Tech, the 25th ranked team, beat Virginia 10-0 in an ACC clash. That's their third team in the top 25 after Miami, Clemson, NC State dropped out last week. All right, so Champ Week coming up. I think we talked UC, USC, Stanford. You guys have picks, early picks on that one?
I'm going to take Stanford in that one.
All right, Tonio?
I'm going to take USC.
All right, Florida State plays next week. They're 5-6. Do they get the win over Louisiana Monroe?
Oh, I didn't know they were still. They had another game to play. I thought they were done. Yeah, Florida State wins.
All right, and FIU plays Massachusetts. I know no one cares, but FIU 7-4.
Go Panthers.
And the AAC, Memphis versus UCF. Do they finish the season undefeated, or does Memphis ruin the party?
Tonio, you pick first.
I think they go undefeated.
All right.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Memphis showed offensive power yesterday when it was, 70 to whatever against ECU. I think UCF will pull it off. They'll finish undefeated.
All right. How about the Conference USA championship game played December 2nd at 12 p.m.? We didn't talk about them because they're not in the top 25. North Texas taking on Lane Fire Kiffin. You guys' thoughts on that? Conference USA, watch out.
Got to take Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Team's on fire lately.
Yeah, you got to take the fighting Kiffin Owls on that one, I think.
All right. Also at noon on December 2nd, Toledo. We know they're in the MAC. We know they won the championship. They take on Akron. How did Akron get there?
They won
more games than the other teams. Yes, that's how it happens. Early thoughts on that one. I'm taking Toledo because I don't know anything about Akron. Much.
I like the Rockets in this one, only because I know a guy that works for the athletic department down there. That's about it. That's all I got.
Tonio, do you know anyone in the athletic department at Akron?
No, but I'm going to take Akron just so we can get just take the opposite side.
Oklahoma TCU picks.
Oklahoma.
Some other games. December 2nd at 2:30. App State, who didn't make, they're not playing for anything. They're 7-4. They take on Louisiana Lafayette. Lafayette trying to get to 6-6. They're 5-6 right now. Obviously, I don't need picks for that one. Georgia Auburn, 4 p.m. Thoughts, picks?
I think this is redemption game. I don't know if Auburn can really pull off another victory against Georgia. And it is in Georgia's backyard. It's in Atlanta. I like the Bulldogs in this one. I think they get redemption, and this is going to really screw up the CFP top four.
If it hasn't already.
Yeah, I'm taking Georgia.
Yeah, I think Georgia wins well. It's going to be hard. Beating once, beating twice in the same year. Very, very tough. Also, later on in another game that doesn't matter, New Mexico State trying to get to 6-6, be bowl eligible.
Who do they play?
They take on South Alabama, who's 4-7.
As much as I want to root for USA, I think New Mexico State pulls it off.
All right. Sun Belt, guys, 7:30. I know CFP is going to be watching this one. Troy taking on Arkansas State in the Sun Belt Championships.
Oh, Troy. They knocked off LSU. Troy.
Troy, yeah. I believe they only have two losses on the season.
There you go.
ACC, Miami, Clemson. Make your pick.
Clemson.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Clemson, too.
I am going with Clemson as well. And then the last one at 8 p.m., Ohio State, Wisconsin. Your picks.
Ohio State.
You know what? I'm going upset here. Whiskey.
I think Ohio. I'm going to go Ohio State as well. I don't know why, but I am. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Is that okay? You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
So final standings for these teams, or in the Big Ten at least. Ohio State wins the East 8-1. Penn State and Michigan State both tie with 7-2, even though Michigan State pretty much, they barely beat, points for and against, only 34 points above what they've gave up. Michigan 5-4, they finished fourth in the Big Ten. Rutgers, what? Finishes fifth, 3-6. Indiana, Maryland, 2-7. They did not do what I was said they would and get to 6-6 with winning their last three. They lost yesterday to Purdue pretty badly. Wisconsin wins the West, going 9-0. Northwestern, there was a surprise team that very few people thought. 7-2 for them.
Finished the season winning seven straight, actually.
Boom. You said it. Iowa 4-5, same with Purdue. Nebraska 3-6 in the conference. Minnesota 2-7. Surprise to me, and Illinois 0-9. So pretty much looks like, 4, 5, 6, 7 bowl-eligible teams. Minnesota might be a 5-7 team, but I think Indiana, if there's any 5 or 7 teams that played a tough conference, Indiana obviously taking on Ohio State first, then they played Penn State, Michigan. So if there's any 5 or 7 team that needs a bowl game because not everyone gets to 6-6, I'll put Indiana in one of those 5-7. So looks like, as I always test everyone, undefeated teams, Miz?
2.
How many 1-loss teams?
Oh, God. 7.
6.
Damn.
Close. Memphis, Clemson, Miami, Florida, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Alabama. How many 2-loss teams, Miz?
Probably a hell of a lot more.
10.
Okay. I was going to say 12, but hey.
Close enough. USF, Ohio State, Penn State, TCU, San Diego State, Toledo, Auburn, Washington, USC, and then your team, Troy. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, it's going to be a tough question I'm going to ask these guys. You're listening to the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.